happen today.
Swine flu, hopefully you don't have it. As thousands come down with it in Mexico, so that's to the south of most of us, right? Why do you care? Well, it's spreading, my friends, to the U.S., to Hong Kong, to Canada, to France, to lots of places in between, Nova Scotia to New Zealand. It's a public health emergency in the United States, and because we've got 20 cases so far confirmed in the United States, there's a little bit of panic, even though they're trying to keep it down, they being the government, to a murmur. And this is a big one. Janet Napolitano really, really has a lot on her hands, obviously, as the woman behind security for this country, because we're talking about borders. We're talking about coming in and out of those borders in, you know, Tijuana and in El Paso and Juarez and all the places in between. We're off Easter and spring break and Cabo San Lucas and parties in Acapulco and whatnot. How far has this gone? How deep has this gone? You've got people, like 6 million masks being handed out in Mexico. So you have people walking around with masks on, and you have over 100 people dead in Mexico. And usually, and here's the catch, usually you have people who die from influenza, right? Because this is what we're talking about here with the swine flu. You have people that are usually older because they've got respiratory problems and they can't fight it off, so they get pneumonia and they cannot do it. But this time, and this is what's scary, we're talking about people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So this is why it's something to be concerned about. It's affecting healthy people. It's a new virus, or at least that's the way it's looking, and it causes this overreaction of the immune response. I'm no doctor, but I've been reading about this and looking into the symptoms and looking into the potentials, the potential problem here. And I'm wondering if any of you are as concerned as I am about this coming to a neighborhood near you, especially me, because in San Antonio they have it. In Texas is one of the states where we've seen some of the cases, California, Kansas, New York, Ohio. In fact, New York, 8. Now, remember, keep in mind, I said over 100 dead in Mexico, but over 1,600 people sick in that country. In New Zealand, they've had a handful. In Canada, they've had a handful. In Spain, in France, as I mentioned, they're suspecting it in Israel as well. Somebody sneezes, you're on a plane, you get my drift here. Have you ever had a really bad case of the flu? Well, think of this, you feel lethargic. You have no energy, you have no appetite. Well, what is it? Could it be that you have the swine flu? And here's the question. Is this the big one? Is this the one that becomes the epidemic, or does it just go by as quickly as it's left my lips? A month from now, are we just forgetting about this whole swine flu thing? There was a time in the mid-70s when a soldier at Fort Dix died from the swine flu, that, and you had other soldiers who had gotten sick, that there was inoculations that became available. And 40 million or so were actually vaccinated. And then there were neurological disorders as a result of that. So, boom, that was off the market. People weren't doing that anymore. I bet there are a ton of people that are changing their travel plans. And even the airlines, knowing how serious this is, I mean, tons of people vacation in Mexico, let's be honest. I've been to Mexico in my lifetime probably at least a dozen times. So the airlines are waiving change fees for passengers that are flying through Mexico because of the swine flu. They haven't canceled the flights at this point. You know, you have the American Airlines hub is based in Dallas, and lots of people from all over the country who are getting to Mexico make the leg of the journey and fly into Texas and then fly off to Mexico because it's a stone's throw away. In California, you know, you just go right down the coast, same thing, and they're not having that in LAX, and they haven't had that in San Diego so far, or even San Francisco, obviously monitoring what's going on here, because with flights, like I said, somebody brings it on board, and you don't know how quickly that could spread, because obviously you have people who have gone to Mexico. Now, some of the cases I mentioned, like Canada, those people were in Mexico. The kids in New York that came down, well, there's eight of them, they were in Mexico. They're even saying, and I went and checked this, Mexicano, that's a great airline. Oh, I flew on it once, to Chihuahua. And what they're saying is people traveling to Mexico City, especially Mexico City, have to catch their connecting flights at the airport, might reschedule the flights or even the travel dates. They're not even going to charge them. Just boom. If you're scheduled to travel anytime now, at least until April 30th so far at this point, which is through the end of the week, I guess we'd be looking at Thursday for that. Even United Airlines is saying the same thing. I went to their website. On their website, they're saying anybody who got a ticket on or before Sunday, April 26th, for travel through the 30th can change them, get no penalty. Houston, etc. I guarantee you, if you're making a trip somewhere to Mexico, check the websites, baby, and you might think about changing your plans. Mm-hmm. Because that's how serious that can be. If you've got people running around wearing masks and you have that many people affected and that many people who left Mexico and are bringing this swine flu back, and thank God nobody in the U.S. has died from that, but this is a weird strain. Could be highly contagious, and the symptoms are symptoms that you could look at a lot of different things for, like feeling lethargic. There's almost at least twice a week when I feel that way. Feeling a fever, lack of appetite, all that kind of stuff plays into this. But the key thing would be if you knew someone who had it, and obviously if you had come back from Mexico, you could be concerned, or you brushed against somebody else who had come back from Mexico. So think about changing your plans if you're one of those folks. And would you change your plans because of this? Do you think this is going to be, boom, is this it? Is this that pandemic, epidemic thing that we see these movies that are made out of, like quarantine, etc.? And now it's not just a movie we're watching, it's what's happening in the United States. Let's hope not. I hope not anyway. 100 is the mark that people will remember on Wednesday, because it'll be 100 days for Obama. Last week, briefly, we talked about this. On the cover of Time magazine, I think it says 100 days. It does, and it's got a bunch of photos of Obama in the White House, and they show him walking around solitary on the cover. And so everybody wants to mark that as the tipping point. Or what are we seeing so far from the president? How is he doing, on the front lines domestically and internationally? And we did this a little bit last week, and of course we're going to continue to do it this week. But people grading on a scale of 1 to 10. Joe Biden was on 60 Minutes, and I'm wondering that whole vice president thing with Cheney making the rounds lately and getting skewered by the late-night talk show hosts and by almost everybody except for the people on Fox, wondering the reach of Joe Biden as the gatekeeper for Barack Obama. We'll talk about it, but next... we lost Maude. We'll tell you about that next on America Tonight.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world knew. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah!
The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sold up.
And then there's Maud.
Then there's Maud.
And then there's
Then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Ah, yeah. Beatrice Arthur, 86 years old, died on Saturday. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And you just heard that, Maud and the Golden Girls, very famous for those shows. Also, she won a Tony Award for the musical Mame. She died at her Los Angeles home. Her family was at her side. Apparently, she had cancer. We knew she had been sick over the years, but, man, she was somebody, if you go think back into the recesses of your brain or if you watch TV Land, if you want to see some funny TV, because it's funny to go back and watch the 70s stuff now, she was an All in the Family regular. She was a cousin to Edith Bunker, and apparently she was a pretty good foil for Archie Bunker as well, and I think that's what really got her started and why she ended up with her own series, because she was such a hit in the little appearances that she made on a very, very popular show. Maud was on CBS, and that was a 70s show, and that lasted for quite some time, and she eventually won an Emmy in the late 70s, and then here it was that she ended up becoming a big star, certainly with Golden Girls, because that show really ran for a long time. That show was, I'd say, a groundbreaking show, because you had older women on this, not your typical TV audience market, all that kind of stuff, but Golden Girls aired from 85 to 92, so it was huge. I mean, huge. And you'll run into younger people who watched Golden Girls, at least know certainly what it was. You had four women, and it was all the dating or not dating or whatever that was. But it was a big enough audience. They ended up between all of them, I guess, with 10 Emmys, and certainly that revitalized her career and put her on the map for people who didn't know her as Maude or All in the Family or any of the other things that she had done. But most people would recognize at least the voice and probably the face of Bea Arthur. Let's test it on Matt Johnson, because he would be our 20-something technical director here at America Tonight for this show. And Matt, I'm wondering, did you ever see any episodes of The Golden Girls?
You bet I did.
I see. I told you. No matter what, and guys will cop to it. They say most guys I know in their 20s or 30s will tell me they watched Golden Girls, and they even watched Designing Women.
Yeah, I've seen Designing Women before too, but it's always on late night TV when nothing else is on, so they have the reruns going on right now. But I did watch Golden Girls. I think when it was on primetime TV. I remember watching it with my sister a lot.
Right. See, it was one of those things that I remember watching it with my brother. I think you kind of, it's what I call the TV suck you in zone. And you described it perfectly. You're there with your sister, you're younger, you're hanging out, and you're just, boom, it's on the tube, it's prime time, and you just start watching it. They did reel in younger people, which I think surprised a lot of the network guys. Not once it started going and they found that audience, but the fact that it did so well. I mean, the fact that, you know, they were able to get younger people to watch it was a huge appeal.
Yeah, because it's basically a group of retired senior citizen women.
And women?
Yeah, and that doesn't appeal at all to a 20-something male or young kids at all, you would think, either, but for some reason it did.
That's what I mean. So if I was pitching a show, and you and I make you come with me and carry my briefcase. And just lend the moral support. We're standing there, and all these executives are sharing, what's your big idea? You have, 10 minutes to pitch us. I say, well, I have this great idea. I mean, it's so awesome. It's going to be a huge hit on the networks. And you're thinking, remember, TNA TV was still really big. So you're saying the 80s through the early 90s, and you look over and you say, well, there's these women, they live in Miami, and they're senior citizens, and one's really old, and it's the mother of one of the older women, and they're all retired, whatever, and none of them are married, or they're divorced, and they're dating different men, and different scenarios are happening to them. You know, they just look at you with this scowl on their face like, uh-huh. Think of the shows now, you think of the cable networks, like Entourage. I mean, these are shows I watch. Entourage and Curb Your Enthusiasm, or, True Blood, any of that kind of stuff. And even think of primetime TV, the CSI franchise, the Law and Order, and the comedies that you have. Samantha Who, Two Men, that's obviously big. But pitching women, older women, hanging out in Miami, I just don't see how they got that bell to ring. But once they did, it definitely worked for sure. And Bea Arthur was a big part of that. So she survived by her sons and two granddaughters, and no word on funeral services or that kind of any of that kind of stuff. But she was definitely well known. In fact, it's funny I mentioned Curb Your Enthusiasm, because she did do guest appearances on a couple of shows. One of them was Curb Your Enthusiasm. Another one was a show that I used to watch that I thought was so hilarious, Malcolm in the Middle, and you might have remembered her as a guest star on that as well. Well, I think we missed out. Here we are talking about Joe Biden and what kind of a grade you would give Joe Biden as the VP, because everybody's talking about Barack Obama in his first 100 days. So be honest. I mean, he is the comedy part of this duo for certain, because anytime there's any Biden gaffe, that's boom, that's print material, that's radio material, that's TV material. What do you think he does for Obama? I know in talking about the campaign and leading up to it, I can remember having discussions with people about, well, what kind of a VP do you want anyway? You want somebody that doesn't rock the boat. You want somebody that can maybe help you with an area of the vote you can't get, but certainly not somebody who's going to cost you. And apparently in the end, Biden didn't cost Obama anything, but does he cost him anything in the administration? What does he lend to the administration? He has experience with 36 years as a senator. Here's the thing. The one thing I would say that Biden could do for Obama. I mean, I think Biden talks in circles. And personally, I know people that know him and like him and say great things about him. But I think he gets caught in his own rhetoric, his own talk. But the one thing that Biden, I bet, does do for Obama in anything that he's trying to pass, any of his gigantic ideas of where the country needs to go. Remember, he's not making the laws. So you got to pitch Congress. Hey, this is what the president wants to see happen. Are you on board? Whatever. Well, if Joe Biden has favors in the Senate, which I'm sure he does, and cronies in the Senate, which I'm sure he does, people that he's helped on certain bills and stuff, that's where he would probably be an asset to the president, which is why I think he went in the direction of Joe Biden. You can see with Hillary Clinton, because there was pressure there from the Democrats to put her on the ticket if it wasn't going to be the two of them going after each other. And ultimately that didn't happen, but she became Secretary of State, so she got, you know, thrown a bone anyway in the end of all that after beating the election trail, certainly. Got a couple of emails on it. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or I know I need to give this 800 number out more, but it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And if you jingle that, you can jump in on that. Or the swine flu, anybody concerned about it. You're hearing it a little bit, it's starting to crop up, but I don't know that people realize how dangerous this could be because of the travel from Mexico to the United States, how much there is back and forth. And then how about the people coming in under the wire illegally? How many could possibly, I don't know, how many could possibly drag that delicious thing with them? Surely that certainly is a real possibility and a real concern. That's why I said that Janet Napolitano has her hands full, because this is her deal. She's Homeland Security Director. So the borders, now there's this border czar. It couldn't be bigger for the border czar or for Janet Napolitano at this point to make sure that it doesn't become a pandemic, that it doesn't get worse in the United States. So far, 20 reported cases. Yikes. 800-259-5791. More on that. And also, Ahmadinejad doing an interview with George Stephanopoulos. We've got a clip on the flip side.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Every major decision, the president has actually sought my advice.
That would be Joe Foot in Mouth Biden. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you here on these airwaves across the land. This is America Tonight. You can join in the conversation at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Because he's the comic relief, I'd say you have to give him some credit for that. And as I was just mentioning, if there's any political cachet with the Democrats, certainly people would owe Joe Biden some favors, so he would work that magic on the Hill for Obama because of upcoming legislation or what the president is pushing for, like the stimulus bill, etc. He'd be the front man for that. The bag man, we'll call him. Yeah, the bag man going to the Hill. So from Obama's perspective, I can see why he would have value. But as a VP, yeah, how would you rate a guy like that? And also, any concerns about the swine flu? Are you running out right now as I'm speaking and getting one of your own surgical masks to put over your face as you walk through your own hometown? Hopefully you're not doing that. Now, if you live in California or Texas, and especially how close you are to the border, yeah, I don't know. We'll see if more cases crop up. 20 so far, I'm saying, now that we know of that are confirmed. But let's see where that is midweek. I think it's going to be way more than that. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky on WVLK. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. I wanted to comment on your thing about Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder there. Biden and Obama, whatever. They're all comedians anyway. And you're absolutely right. They're both ass sets to the Democrats, I guess, the socialist party. But how do you scale them? I mean, can you even scale them? I mean, Obama's losing popularity, right?
Well, Obama, according to, it depends on the polls. Like, you know how we say with polls, you can manipulate them however you want to. But an ABC poll that they just did that came out today had him in the 60s again for popularity. So I think it's, especially with Democrats, he's the messiah. He's still the rock star. He still has that afterglow. But I don't think with the undecided GOP or libertarians or just people who are sickened by what's happened with the stimulus and the debt, the undecided, whatever. I'm saying, Stu, that they don't think he's that popular. I can't imagine they're giving him high grades in these polls.
You know, I don't know if you heard about the Georgetown University thing last week.
Yes.
And so I know if I went to a Democrat or liberal and said, you know, what do you think about this? They're going to come up with some BS excuse. You know how they are. Speaking of assets. So I said, you know, George Bush went to a mosque and he made them take down all the religious relics. Oh, he's an idiot. He's a racist pig. He's trash. He's scum. God, we're glad he's gone. I said, well, actually, I lied to you. Obama did that at a Catholic university. And they said, oh, well, it was separation of church and state. See, he was doing it the right. You know, so it's like no matter what he does, I don't understand it. And a buddy of mine called me at night and said, and there's a guy that's, they're going to put up Grand Central Station or someplace, New York, of Obama addressed as Jesus Christ. An artist did with thorns on his head, the whole
yes.
thing.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. You're right. It absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And it makes me absolutely sick. You know, we go to church, and I can remember the week before the election, our pastor keeps saying, I know you guys are going to make the right decision. The right decision. You know, afterwards, we're talking. He said, I couldn't get any more. Vote right, don't vote left. But yeah, I would rate them probably on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best. I heard you Friday morning. You're right. I'd rank them right around a 1 or 2. Because to me, $10 trillion in debt, this whole waterboarding thing coming out. I listened to Keith Overman's big mouth Friday morning, and he makes me sick anyway. There's no more un-American than him. Say that, you know, it's torture. It's not torture. We didn't kill nobody. We didn't hurt anybody. Psychologically, we may have messed with them, but look what we got in the long run. And to me, American lives are far worth more than any terrorist life.
Yeah, amen. Well said, absolutely. Hey, you have a safe drive, my friend. Thanks for the phone
Thanks,
call.
Kate.
You know, you're right. Here's the thing you have to decide. If we go back to the torture thing, you know, we come up with this again. Does torture work? What should the response be? Well, it doesn't matter if you're calling it torture or interrogation techniques like the waterboarding. First of all, it's off the table now anyway. It's a moot point moving forward because there aren't going to be any of those things happening. We had Jed Babin on the show last week, and he was the undersecretary to Bush 1 of defense, and talked about, well, okay, well, if you're going to work for the CIA, like I was saying on the show, why do you want to keep working for the CIA when they're throwing you under the bus? How do you interrogate people? I'm not suggesting you have to waterboard simulate drowning. It's the only way you can get the information. And it's not that I'm, you know, the legal defense team for the other guys in office, but the bottom line is, and Stu hits it, you know, the nail on the head. You think of the people dead in our country. You think of what happened, the breach of security, the panic, the mayhem, the figuring out, well, how in the hell did this happen? How did these guys take these flying lessons? Geez, no one realized they didn't want to land. Well, hey, that's not a big deal. Why am I going to say anything? I'm going to pocket the money. Oh, one-way tickets, whatever. Not a big deal, right? Mm. And then even to the point where there were those missions where they were scoping it out. So how do you know? I mean, you would get labeled as a racist, a pig, any kind of possible label you can think if you told somebody, well, it just seems odd to me I'm seeing this activity. Then the funny thing is, after that horrible thing happens on 9/11, that tragedy, that then you have hotlines set up. If you see anything that seems a little bit odd or it's you just know that something's not right, you need to report it, whatever. Well, originally you're getting called names for not reporting it. Now, oh, please report it. And then we had the whole thing about profiling going through the airport screening process, profiling in neighborhoods at the border, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you have to ask yourself, at what cost freedom? And where are you willing to go with this? I mean, Americans are a generous, good lot. You might not agree with your neighbor. You might not like your relatives, but you're married to them or whatever the deal is. But I think overall, let's face it, would you want to live somewhere else? All you have to do is go into another country. I'm not talking about a glamorous, fabulous place like Monte Carlo. I'm saying go to some place that's a little bit rougher. Go to some place where you don't have the freedoms that you have in the United States, and you'll realize at what cost freedom. So the torture, quotes, interrogation techniques at the time, as Jed Babin said to us, there was no illegality in that. There was nothing that said, no, this can't happen. Now there's this argument about the Geneva Conventions, and oh, it's breaking the Geneva Conventions. And listen, I can tell you a million columnists that you can read that have opinions that differ completely from mine that say we're ridiculous and we're crazy to think that, and all the torturers from brutal regimes in the past can proclaim that they're one with the United States. I read that somewhere, and I say that's ridiculous. Because certainly you can't. Remember, nobody was killed. Who was beheaded? Who was hung? Who had other things happen to them as prisoners of war? And then moving forward on this and deciding to, quotes, prosecute the people involved now after saying, okay, we're not going to do this, and I don't want to relive this whole argument again. But you even have a guy like John McCain, who was a prisoner of war, saying, well, no, this isn't. He writes a letter to the president. He's part of the three senators that get involved and write a letter to the senator, I mean, to the president and say, you know, let's not do this. This isn't such a great idea. Why should we do this? And it's going to get worse because those other pictures will come out. So you can imagine the reaction to the photographs from Iraq and Afghanistan. And then there was a story that I read about Judge Bybee, who's definitely, the axe is going to come swinging for him one way or the other, whatever it is. And Bybee is the guy who wrote or crafted some of the memos that we're talking about, these memos that were released. He signed the legal justifications for the interrogations that now are making the rounds 2 weeks later, you know, I guess less than 2 weeks, as the, quotes, torture memos. And I think for sure, as a federal judge in the Court of Appeals, rather, for the Ninth Circuit, he loses that gig. If anyone's going to lose it. 5 years into this, it's not going to happen. So one of the documents with his signature on it, August 1st, 2002, he offered a definition of torture to the CIA, and it became known in certain circles as the Bybee memo, because his signature was on it. Now, some of the people that have talked to him over the years, and of course they're anonymous sources in several things I've read, they're pointing to Bybee and saying he's expressed regret at the contents of the memo because of the lack of context and the pressure at the time that he was under and all that other sort of stuff and the notoriety. Well, if he was worried about it then, and that's true, imagine how he feels now. Do you think he's got sleep deprivation? Of the three former Justice Department lawyers who are all connected with those memos, the attention has definitely landed on Bybee's lap. And that's because he is a sitting federal judge. John Yoo, who largely wrote the memo, went back to academia. And Stephen Bradbury, who signed all three memos, is in private practice. That's where he went at the end of the Bush administration. So you have to figure they're going to have his head on a platter. And is that really fair? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You're listening to America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This morning, George Stephanopoulos had an interesting interview. He led his show, ABC's, this week, this Sunday, with Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And it was it's the first interview, I guess, that has been given to an American journalist or news person or whatever since the election, since Obama won. And he said a couple of interesting things. To me, you know how I feel about Ahmadinejad. I mean, come on, he's on the top 5 hit list for me. When I say hit list, you know, he looks in the face, he looks like the regular Joe across the street till he opens his mouth, and then what comes out is nothing but doublespeak and rhetoric and what he wants you to believe. I put him on the same list, I said it already, but I'll repeat it again. Kim Jong-il, they could be interchangeable. The Castro butcherers, the boys in Cuba, who I think are not happy about Obama's recent declaration that Cuban Americans can go to Cuba and have an economic exchange back and forth, because immediately they respond with, well, it's not enough, that embargo should be lifted, of course, because they want to make money. So ultimately, to me, these guys are bad guys that are definitely in it for them, and I get that, because isn't everybody in it for them? But what's behind their regime is the scary part. So Ahmadinejad, talking to Stephanopoulos, here's a little tiny slice of what he said.
You need to appreciate that the American administration 29 years ago unilaterally cut its relations with Iran. In the past 29 years, different U.S. administrations have opposed the Iranian people. Now they say that we have given up that enmity. That's fine. We have welcomed such comments. But an administration which up until yesterday was saying that I'm going to kill you and today says that I'm not.
All right. So, again, the gobbledygook that comes out of this guy's mouth, and that's more of the same. And here's the other part of this. He says he was disappointed that Obama pulled out of the Durban Convention, which was on world racism, we know, right? And why do you think the United States wouldn't be part of that? Part of it is the anti-Zionist diatribes that flew out of there. Imagine America and think of the population and think of the lines drawn with pro-Israel, or think of people who are Christian and Jewish, etc., and that we're, and what this country is founded on. So of course there was no way that Obama was going to tiptoe into that. And if you listen to a little bit more of what he said, he kept saying he was personally disappointed in not having his outreach returned by the president, that Iran and U.S. relations are dependent on the decision taken by the U.S. And, you know, going on to say that Obama sends messages of friendship, but that's it. So he sent him messages. They want the change. And, in fact, here's the quote from, here's the one thing he said to Stephanopoulos. We are praying to the Almighty for that, for change, and we will help to bring about change. Really? Well, then how you can help that is by stopping, having a conversation, and stop the nuclear enrichment, because I'm not buying the fact of anything, but they are building nukes, and we know it. Give me a break. So should Obama have responded to his message? The answer is no. So I'll give him a point. I'll give him a half a point for that. You think of his position, but you think of what he does and how he runs Iran. And for Iran's sake, I mean, Ahmadinejad is a madman. He doesn't look like it. You know, that whole devil in I'm going to call it, this is my own twist on this, he's a devil in Armani suits. That's what he looks like to me. And not well-hung Armani suits. So, of course, you think of what he said about the Holocaust. You think of the contact back and forth with Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, would love to see that guy go down. And also the whole thing with 9/11 when he came to the United States and he wanted to see what happened and go down and tour the area. Oh, it just made me queasy to think of that happening. Oh, and then speaking at Columbia University and the way he railed at the UN, I don't care who the leader was. Mm. So really, do you want to see any kind of a conversation here? Yeah, if he would stop the nuclear enrichment, but he's not going to do that. That's the whole thing. He's twisting it to suit Iran, period. Plus, we know in the bottom line is, why do you want to deal with Ahmadinejad anyway? He is definitely harboring terrorists. Think of the ammunition that was given from Iran to basically slaughter the Iraqi people. And, oh, by the way, some American soldiers could get nailed in that whole exchange, too. And we know because you flat out, they found markings on some of the weapons that were used. It's so bizarre. You look at him and you watch him, and he just gushes all over himself. As he is, you know, what, me? Are you kidding? I want everlasting peace, of course, and da-da-da-da. I mean, give me a break, please. Ahmadinejad, I mean, there's just nothing here. Nothing. And there's nothing to get out of this unless he is giving something in exchange. But there's no there's nothing rational about this guy. You know, people say, well, why can't we have a good relationship with Iran? Why can't we have something that's respectable between the two countries? Why can't we solve this by dialogue? How can we do this? I'm sorry. Better relations with Iran, and then you've got this Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and how, what are you doing in the middle of this? And I just described to you about the weapons, and that's not fear-mongering, that's not making up facts, it is factual, certainly, how many, how much, don't know, but know that it's there. So this is what you want to see happen? I'm going to say no. It's been like 29 years since there's been any relationship, something like that. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. Would you cut a deal? Would you like to see Obama cut some kind of a deal and have those conversations with Ahmadinejad without any of those concessions? I mean, be honest about it. If you do, and you think that's the right way to go, this is the guy that continues to deny that the Holocaust took place. I mean, absolutely sad, sickening, a disgrace. No matter what you think about any of the other things going around, no matter what you think about the conflict between Israel and Iran, etc., I mean, give me a break. No evidence of that? Come on. Come on. Even the best conspiracy theorists can't think that, right? But Ahmadinejad swears by it, right? So I'm going to say there's just no way. There's no way there is a forum for the two of them to speak. But it was interesting to hear him speak to Stephanopoulos just because it was much of the same that we have heard from this guy before. And I would not trust him. I mean, really, I would not trust this guy. Think what you want, but nobody is going to call this show and tell me that there was no Holocaust. Trust me. My mother knows somebody that escaped, and it's not made up. It is not a fantasy. Not at all. You can shoot me an email. Disagree, agree. Want to throw in your two cents about anything we talk about here on this show. Of course, it's all about the freedom, baby. This is your forum, certainly, too. And that's why we call it America Tonight. So shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And keep these numbers handy because you can always jingle them. Stick them on your refrigerator. I'm starting to memorize them. And I'm like dyslexic with numbers. There must be another word for this. But it's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And despite our frustrations with the gridlock in Washington, just remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth.